Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
The anime adaptation of Yu Yu Hakusho was composed by Yusuke Hanma. The music for the anime was composed by Yusuke Hanma, who later scored other series like Ninku and the Flame of Rekka. The Yu Yu Hakusho manga series was written and illustrated by Yoshihiro Togashi, originally serialized by Shueisha in Weekly Shonen Jump, a shonen manga magazine, from December 3, 1990, to July 25, 1994. The Yu Yu Hakusho manga series is serialized in the United States by Viz Media in the U.S. magazine Shonen Jump. The Yu Yu Hakusho manga series is written and drawn by Yoshihiro Togashi, originally published by Shueisha in the Japanese language Weekly Shonen Jump. The Yu Yu Hakusho series has spawned two animated films, a number of original video animations, sound albums, video games, and other merchandise. Yoshihiro Togashi's 1990 manga series Yu Yu Hakusho is one of the medium's most beloved and influential works of art. Based upon a manga, Yu Yu Hakusho was certainly ahead of its time in terms of the theme of paranormal martial arts. Yu Yu Hakusho is a Japanese Netflix original upcoming supernatural action-adventure drama series, as well as the live-action film adaptation of the manga series by the same name by Yoshihiro Togashi's. While anime fans are still waiting with anticipation for the Netflix final One Piece, Netflix has come out swinging, announcing Yu Yu Hakusho is the next in line to try to make the jump to live action. Yoshihiro Togashi's beloved supernatural adventure, Yu Yu Hakusho, is getting the animated live-action treatment on Netflix. Netflix has found its Yusuke Urameshi for its live-action series, Yu Yu Hakusho. Yu Yu Hakusho series producer Kazutaka Sakamoto is also executive producer for Alice in Frontierland's hit live-action film adaptation, which does not come to Netflix until December 2022. It is already known that Takumi Kitamura is set to play Yusuke Urameshi's main character in the Yu Yu Hakusho. Meanwhile, Shuhei Uesugi will take the role of Kazuma Kuwabara, aka High School's antagonistic spirit detective and best friend. The main character of the Bash spirit detective, Yusuke Urameshi, is played by Takumi Kitamura. The series follows the story of Yusuke Urameshi, a teen delinquent, as he is struck by a car trying to save a baby's life. Yusuke Urameshi, a teen delinquent, as he is struck by a car trying to save a baby's life. Yu Yu Hakusho follows 14-year-old street fighting delinquent Yusuke Urameshi, who, in a non-characteristic act of selflessness, is struck and killed by a car in an effort to rescue a young boy by pushing him from a roadside. Yusuke Urameshi, 14, quickly learns that he was not meant to die, and has the ability to revive himself and resurrect his body. When Yusuke returns to the world alive, he becomes the spirit detective, a detective into the supernatural. After many tests in order to assess the value of Yusuke Urameshi, Yusuke is finally resurrected, and is assigned to the spirit world, working as a detective investigating cases of demons within the human world. When Yusuke Urameshi arrives at the afterlife, he is informed that the baby will have survived by miracle, and had it not been for him, the baby would have had a single less scratch on its right hand. The classic Yu Yu Hakusho manga revolves around its titular protagonist. Netflix announced the adaptation last year, introducing a new take on the classic manga Yu Yu Hakusho, where the teen Yusuke dies and begins a new afterlife as a crime-fighting detective. While an anime version exists, this series will draw straight from the 1990s manga. The anime follows the manga fairly closely, and is fairly well received. The anime is the preferred version of the story, with IGN having previously called it one of the best anime series ever made. Many fans were interested in knowing whether a live-action adaptation would stay true to the manga, or deviate slightly so that viewers would get a better look at various plot lines. Many are wondering if the live-action adaptation will stick true to the source material and allow viewers to get a deeper look at Asuko characters from the manga, or will Netflix be sticking with the anime, keeping the mother's Yusuke's involvement minimal. Netflix seems dead set on calling it a manga adaptation, though the classic Yu Yu Hakusho manga has been adapted into an anime as well in the past. One anime that Netflix has in their list of remasters is Yu Yu Hakusho. Anyway, for those who really enjoy well-constructed
action, fighting anime, this anime is a great series overall for this category. I personally think this is one of the best series anime has to offer, action or not. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but I watch my fair share of anime, and I hardly ever award tens as scores because no series is perfect. But when I think the series deserves it, I will award it this rating, and Yu Yu Hakusho is one of those rare cases where I will award it that rating, and Yu Yu Hakusho is one of those rare cases. Unlike a lot of other hugely popular shonen anime series, Yu Yu Hakusho has the decency to tell a complete story and come to a satisfying conclusion. Unlike recent Cowboy Bebop adaptations and upcoming One Piece series, Yu Yu Hakusho is being developed by Netflix Japan. The Japanese live-action adaptation stars Takumi Kitamura as Yusuke Urameshi, Shuhei Uesugi as Kazuma Kuwabara, Jun Shisen as Kurama, and Kanata Hongo as Hiei.
Thank you all for joining us again on You, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.